We learned the Gemara Yud Aleph and Mem Aleph, where the Gemara learned that from the Pasuk B'shach B'cho B'komecha, that you have to recite Kriya Shema B'zman Shechiva B'zman Kima. B'sham I also agree, but they think that B'shach B'cho in addition to Zman Shechiva means in a position of Shechiva, but B'komecha in addition to implying Zman Kima also has the connotation of in a standing position. And we don't pass like B'sham. We pass like B'sham. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "V'lechtocha v'aderech, b'shivtocha b'beisecha v'lechtocha v'aderech." What does that mean? Is there a separate chiyuv to learn something? You have to say Kriya Shema when you're traveling on the highway. V'lechtocha v'aderech, b'shivtocha b'beisecha. There's a chiyuv to say Kriya Shema. Gemara says no. The Gemara interprets that's a condition in the chiyuv Kriya Shema. Dibarta b'am shivtocha v'lechtocha v'nachamam. You should recite Kriya Shema B'shach Mecha, provided that it's B'shivtcha B'veisecha B'shevus Didach. But if you're Isaac B'mitzvah, then you're Potem in a mitzvah. Or B'lechtocha B'aderech, if it's Lechas Didach. B'shach B'chavkumecha is a chiyuv to recite Kriya Shema B'zman Shechiva B'zman Kima. Or B'lechtocha B'aderech, B'shivtcha B'veisecha, that's not a chiyuv, a third and a fourth chiyuv. B'shach b'chomecha, two chiyuvim, b'shach b'chomecha, Kriya Shema shel laila, Kriya Shema shel boker. But b'shivtocha b'visecha, v'lechtocha v'aderech, that's a tanai. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh is interpreting the pshat and the pasuk. I remember Rav Mendel Zaks mentioned it when he was the son of the Chofetz Chaim. He used to be here in the yeshiva. So he said when the Chofetz Chaim used to go on a trip, he used to travel somewhere, he used to go to meetings of Rabbonim a lot. So he wouldn't continue learning what he was learning normally in the yeshiva. He would always learn Mishnayos, and he always used to start from the Mishnah in Bava Kamma, Shum Kesev Shava Kesev Bifnei Bezdin. He liked that. That's a cute Mishnah. Shum Kesev Shava Kesev, there are no sentences there. It's just topic. Shum Kesev is a topic, Shava Kesev is a topic, Bifnei Edim is a topic. It's not even a full sentence, forget about a full paragraph. That's real Torah Shebaal Peh. They didn't even want to write down, not allowed to write down Torah Shebaal Peh, so they just wrote down what the topic is, Shum Kesef, Shavu Kesef. So I remember he said he understood from the Chofetz Chaim's practice that B'lechtocha V'aderech is a separate Chiyuv Talmud Torah, a separate Chiyuv Talmud. Not that you have to continue learning whatever you're learning. She was learning Sukkah, she was learning Brochas. When you go on a train, so you continue to learn. When you sit at home, you should continue to learn whatever you're learning. It's a separate chiyuv. Maybe the pshuto shel mikra, maybe it's like that. That b'shach b'chav kamecha is a separate chiyuv. Zman shel zeh lo kazman shel zeh. We said it's a machlekes. The Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban holds that you count it as two different mitzvahs. Kriya Shema shel laila, Kriya Shema shel yom, are two different mitzvahs. Because zman shel zeh lo kazman shel zeh. The Rambam holds that it's one big mitzvah. That if you only, they're not miyak from zeh zeh, if you do this mitzvah, you have a kim, if you do that mitzvah, you have a kim. If you do both, Kriya Shema Shel Laila, the Kriya Shema Shel Yom, have the full kim, Bishlei Musay. So Rabbi Mendel Zaks understood from the Hanhaga of the Chofetz Chaim, that just like Kriya Shema Shel Laila, Kriya Shema Shel Yom is a separate chiyuv, so too Kriya Shema, when you're traveling on a highway, is a separate chiyuv. So you're not supposed to continue learning. You don't have to continue learning the same thing you were learning all week long. You learn something new. But the Gemara interprets that v'lech tucha b'aderech b'shiv tucha b'veisecha is a condition that you're only mechuyev to recite Kriya Shema if it's Shebes didoch and Lechas didoch. Not that there's another third and a fourth chiyuv. The two chiyuvim, b'shach b'cha b'kumecha, is a tenai. Only if you're Isaac Mitzvah, then you're part of a mitzvah. And you need another pasuk to tell you Isaac Mitzvah, part of my mitzvah, to tell you that even a chosen, he's not yet Isaac in the mitzvah because he's nervous. If he's marrying a psula, he may be nervous. So the nervousness also constitutes Isaac the mitzvah. That's how the Gemara interprets you. So we mentioned the Gemara in Hakainas has a machlekes Rabbe v'Rav Yosef. What's the din of a Shem Raveda? But the Shem Raveda, the fellow walking in the street, he wants to mind his own business, but said there's an Aveda there. So he's obligated. Torah imposes upon me a chiv. I have to pick it up. I pick it up. I wasn't interested in becoming a Shemer, You can't make me a Hashem Baal Korchi, but the Torah makes me a Hashem Baal Korchi, whether I like it or not. So to what extent do I become a Hashem? Am I a Hashem Achinim or a Hashem Asachar? So the Pashtus is a Hashem Achinim. So the Gemara says, no. There's a Machalek, there's Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, whether the Hashem Rabbi, the Hashem Achinim, or Hashem Asachar. Why should you say it's a Hashem Asachar? So the Gemara gave two versions. So we said, Yor Samech thought that Rachmana Shabdei, he thought that that was added on by the Rabbanan Savaroi. And the more popular, the more famous explanation is the Prut of the Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is one who holds that it becomes Hashem Asachar because of the Prut of the Rabbi Yosef. That's Prut of the Rabbi Yosef. Oisik ben mitzvah, potah ben an mitzvah. What do you mean, when is he Oisik ben mitzvah? If he's busy, Shteisa says, not that I picked up and I ate and I leave it in the house, so for a half a year, I'm called an Oisik ben mitzvah. No, I have a mezuzah on the door, I'm wearing an arba kampas. That's not called Oisik ben mitzvah, I'm not doing anything. You have to have a hisaska. So Tesis says there in Perek HaKoines, when he's picking up the Aveda, or when he's shaking out the jacket, and when he's airing out the sefer, whatever you're obligated to do to keep the Aveda in good condition, so when he's doing those activities, then he's Isaac in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So then if an Oni comes at that moment, we'll say that he'll be potter from giving a pruta to the Oni. And since he's gaining a pruta, that makes him into a Shem Asachar. That's in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach quotes a Hagos Oshri on that Gemara on the side of the Rosh there in Perek HaKoines. Let's say you're going away to Eretz Yisrael for a year. And you ask me, you have one sefer, and it's so precious by you. You ask me, please watch my sefer. So I say, okay, how much are you going to pay me to watch the sefer? So you agree to pay me a pruta to watch the sefer all year long. So how much do you have to agree to pay me? So the Agos Ashri says to Stephen in this Gemara that you only become a Shem Asachar if you pay the salary, and the salary means a Shavu Pruta more. Shavu Pruta, the same thing, whether you're watching it for a day or watching it for 25 years. Yeah, that's what he says. Irregardless of how long you have to watch it, it doesn't depend. Has to be a Shavah Pruta or above. So that's an interesting question. Why should that be so? Why is the Shir Shavah Pruta? There's a Mishnah in the end of Perek HaZohar where it says, Chomesh Pruta, saying there are five dinim that depend on a Shavah Pruta. Mekadosh and Isha b'Shavah Pruta, Karkas Niknas b'Shavah Pruta, Nishboim Alpachas b'Shavah Pruta. Pidyon Hegdish, Pidyon Maisu Sheni has to be a Shavah Pruta. This doesn't say in the Mishnah. But that's what Agos Ashri says. That's included in the Mishnah. If you pay the salary of less than the Shavu Pruta to be a Shomer, then you're still a Shem Achinim. You're only elevated to the level of a Shem Asachar. Shem Achinim is only Chayv Amshia. He won't be Chayv Gneiv Aveda. Shem Asachar will be Chayv Gneiv Aveda. So over here, he's not really gaining a Shavu Pruta. He may become, there's a chance that he may become Pata from paying a Shavu Pruta, of giving a Shavu Pruta to the Yoni. So since if an Ani comes, it'll be Oisik the mitzvah, Potter ben mitzvah, will be Potter in giving the Pruta, so he'll save himself from Shavu Pruta, so because of that possibility, that makes him into Shem Asachar. It's not even Vada, probably not. The odds are probably very slim that it's going to have Punk, the Ani's going to come. The door is usually locked in my house, so we don't have the door, so how's an Ani going to know to come in the middle while I'm shaking out the Aveda? But since there is such a chance, and since there is such a possibility, that makes me into a Shem Asachar. That's what Rav Yosef says. So somebody asked Akasha when we started to learn this, before Sukkot. I forgot it. Right. When did we learn this Gemara? A long time ago. I forgot. I lost track. Last week. I already forgot. So someone asked, Oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. He's potter from performing mitzvahs asay. But he's not allowed to violate the lois asay. That's I'm busy shaking out the Aved. Am I allowed to tell Lashon Hara about somebody? Am I allowed to eat chazer? Potam and amitzus? You're not potam and amitzus in that sense. The Gemara says, Mesim chavshim, Mesim apotah from mitzvus, so the potah from loisaseh also. You're allowed to dress up the Mesim with shatnas. The Mishnah says in Masechas Klai, you're permitted to use a beged shal shatnas on top of the mace to cover him up, because Mesim chavshim, the pasuk. Mesim apata from all the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs laisaseh also. But when you say isek mitzvah, pata man mitzvah, pashtas is only pata from mitzvah saseh. He's not pata from laisaseh. So why is he pata from giving tzedakah? True, giving tzedakah is a mitzvah saseh. Pesach tiftach es yotcha olaniyach le'avyoncha bi'artzecha. But there's a laisaseh also. Masikbetz is yadcha miachicha. You're not allowed to close your hand. So how? What part is? Why do you say that if someone is busy? The Gemara says he's busy being metapel in the aveda. We mentioned Tosis added on. If a person is busy being tovel in a mikveh, also he's potter from giving tzedakah. That was considered a chiddush. Maariv Chayis on that Tosis at the end of Shavuos. Maariv Chayis quoted one of the tshuva svarim from the Achronim wrote, if you're oisik in a mitzvah bin adam lamakim, he doesn't think that it potters from a mitzvah bin adam lachaveiro. So Maariv Chayis points out that the Tosis contradicts it. He's busy being tovel in a mikveh, which is bin adam lamakim, and he's potter from giving tzedakah. But why should he be potter from giving tzedakah? True, it potters him from the essay of Pesach Tiftachas Yad Chaloi, giving tzedakah. How does it? What potters me from the loy says? Am I allowed to violate the loy says? So in the yeshivas, they say the pashtus of the answer is that the loy says follows the essay. The only violation of the loy says that the loy says is to be mechazik the essay. Take for example. Torah says that when you come on Sholosh Ugalim to the Azorah, Sholosh Pamashani, Yerol Kol Zchurchas Bnei Hashem Elokecha, everybody has to come, all the men, the women are not mechuyev, but the men are mechuyev to visit the Azorah, Yerol Kol Zchurchas, and then it says, V'lo Yerol Fanai Reikam. And they're not allowed to walk into the Azorah empty-handed, they have to bring an Oil Asriya. So if a man comes to the Azorah and didn't bring an Oil Asriya, he's Oivan Aloy Sesei. And you only be... Pashto says, you want to become the essay, it will cause churcha, if you come to the Azar and you bring a korban. Let's say he comes to the Azar didn't bring a korban. So it's only Yavan Alois essay. Pashto says, no, he's not Yotze the essay. It will cause churcha is only a mitzvah essay if he comes into the Azar and he brings the korban. So the Rambam writes an interesting line, that if someone came to the Azar didn't bring a korban, he's ain't a loike because it's a lav shem bo maisa. So the Shagzari is bothered with a kasha, why is it a lav shem bo maisa? In the Turi Evin, on the beginning of Maseches Chagig, in the first parak. So the Shagazari wrote his sefer Turi Evin. He wrote on all of Shas, he writes, but he didn't have enough money to pay for the printing. So the first few that he printed were on Rosh Hashanah, and on Megillah, and on what else? He wrote on Tainus, and on Chagiga, and on Makkos, and the rest he couldn't afford the publication cost, so it was never printed. Look what we're missing. He's fantastic. So the Shagazari in the Sefer and Turi Evin on the first thing of Chagigas and the Rambam, why is it a lav shem on Maisa? He walked into the, so if he wouldn't walk into the Azara, he just stays home, so he's not in violation of the lav leiro fanai rekam. The lav is only violated if you enter the Azara empty-handed. You enter the Azara, you need to bring an oil asriya. But you don't go to the Azara, you mevatel the essay. Oh, the Yerol Kos Choch, and you're not in violation of the Loi Sesei. So why does the Rambam say that it's a Lav Shem Amaisa? He walked into the Azar, that's usually considered to walk into a location, it's called a Lav Shem Amaisa. The Rambam himself writes, a Kohen or a Nozer walks into the cemetery, and he's Mitami himself, that's a Lav Shem Amaisa. So he is like walking into a location where you're not allowed to be, is a Lav Shem Amaisa. So why does Rambam hold that it's a Lav Shem Amaisa? So they say the name Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Abraham Soloveitchik used to have a diary. Every night before he went to sleep, he would write, he even didn't write the dear diary, I had the chocolate malted today. He wrote whatever he was said shir that day. He wrote his chidushim every day. So somebody had access to this notebook, and so instead of copying over the whole notebook word for word, I think the notebook was lost. Instead of copying word for word, so they wrote the gist of all of the mamar, and then the notebook was lost. And so they printed that, it's called Meginzei Hagrach. So I think the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, who was very close to Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik when he was in Europe, so he had someone write over a kid's rabbi, so they printed it years ago, 30 years ago. Rabbi Soloveitchik said this also, this is in Meginzei Hagrach, and Rabbi Soloveitchik said it over also. That the love of Leirov on Irekam is only to be mechazik the essay. The real thing is the essay of Yerol Kol Zchurcha. The mitzvah is that every Jewish man has an obligation to enter the Azar to bring a korban. And if you don't fulfill it, we slap upon you Alois Essay. If you came into the Azar and you didn't bring a korban, we say it's Alois Essay. But the Alois Essay is really, the nature of the Alois Essay is Bitl HaEssay. So since by definition the loises is bitul esay, so that's by definition called the lav shein bo maisa. It's not that when a kohen or a nozir walks into the cemetery, he's metame himself. So he did the kumbi asay. Over here, it's not called the kumbi asay. The not bringing of the carbon is the essence of the avera. So by definition, it's a lav shein bo maisa. It can't be a lav sheish bo maisa. So the yeshivas, they say that's the pshat over here. Oisik b'mitzvah, pata mena mitzvah, patas you from fulfilling mitzvahs, but it doesn't, it's not like mesim chavshim. Kivin shemesodim nasar chavshim mena mitzvah. It's not pata from all the mitzvahs lois asay. Oisik mitzvah is only pata from mitzvahs asay. But once you pata from the essay, pasach tipchach, then the love of loisikbis is yotcha miyachicha, or evyon, doesn't apply. The love means the love of not to be cheap, not to withhold from giving tzedakah, is a love to be mechazik the essay of giving tzedakah. So if you say, oisik mitzvah, potam and mitzvah, there's no essay, so in the middle there's no love. Love is only to be mechazik the essay. That's how they say in the yeshivas. Based on that, there's a problem. That this is a famous, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has this, someone wrote up the Shur Mam Bava Basra. I don't think they were written by Rabbi Chanan himself. He wrote the Sefer on Yevamos, the Kovet Sa'oris on Yevamos. But the Kovet Shurim, that was written by Talmidim, notes. So Rabbi Chanan commented in the first perek in Bava Basra, Daf Ches on the base, as a Gemara, that one of the Amoraim was wealthy, and he wasn't giving the proper amount of tzedakah that he should have given. So one of the other Amoraim, who was the rabbi in the town, was Kofer him. He forced him to give more money for tzedakah. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. How do you have the right to be kofer for anybody to give tzedakah? There is a Gemara in Chulin, in the beginning of Perakol HaBosar, that when you have a kol mitzvah saseh, shematn schorah b'tzido, whenever the Chumash, the Gemara there, the context of the Gemara there in the beginning of Kol HaBosar, Gemara is talking about the mitzvah kibir aviyev. So it says in Aseret HaDibros, kabir asarichas yamecha, leman yarichon yamecha. Torah promises arichas yam. So the Gemara says in Kol HaBosar there was a character who was not fulfilling Kibbut Aviyim. So the Tanoim, so the Amoraim had a discussion, should we be koy for him to be Mekayim? Gemara says, no. Kol mitzvah says, shematn schor b'tzidom, whenever the Torah requires of us to perform a certain mitzvah, and it promises a reward, ain't bezin shalmata koy for malah. Bezin doesn't have to be koy for the person. Why not? The Torah has promised that they're going to give a reward. That should be sufficient to pressure the person. Doesn't want to have, everybody wants to live long. Everybody wants to have an arichas. So whenever there's a matan schar betzidos, a bezin is not supposed to be kaifa. So Tosei has the kasha, it says, pasach tiftach siyotcha, ki begalal adabar zayi v'rechach Hashem alokecha. The Torah promises that if you give tzedakah properly, you'll be blessed. Begalal adabar zayi v'rechach Hashem alokecha. So why was bezin kaifa ala tzedakah? So many answers are given. Many answers are given. One answer Tosis gives is called mitzvah seser shematn schor b'tzita in bezus halmatum muzhorim aleho. Means that if they don't want to, they don't have to be koif, and they won't be punished for not being koif. It's the job of the bezin to see to it. If you have such a society, if you have a democratic society, you're not supposed to, there's freedom of religion, you're not supposed to force anybody to keep any mitzvah. We don't believe in freedom of religion. We believe if you have a Jewish country and a Jewish government, they're supposed to force all the people to observe the mitzvahs if it's within reason. If the rest of the people are not observant, or a big significant percentage of the people not observant, so they'll think that we're crazy. But if everybody is observant, just less than 1% are not observant, then we're supposed to be kaif ala mitzvahs, and they'll understand that we want them to form a line with the rest of the society. So Tosis has one suggestion. A mitzvah says that shematn schor b'tzita. Bezin wants that they may be kaifa. And bezin shamatu mizor malah means if they won't be kaifa, they won't be punished for not doing their job. But if they want to be kaifa, they're permitted to. So there's no problem in the first place. Or Tosis has another answer. Or the Sheet Mugubetzes has an answer. There's kfiya ala mitzvahs. A person doesn't want to lick tefillin, doesn't want to eat matzah, doesn't want to sit in the sukkah. So the Gemara says in Ksubas on Daf Pei Vav that makanos hach teitzei nafsho. You beat him up, bezin beats him up until he agrees that he's going to do the mitzvah or until he's going to drop dead. That's a simple translation. Maybe that's not the correct translation, but that's the superficial translation. The Shittim Kubetzes the Aser Teitzei Nafshim means till he becomes unconscious. That's a modern interpretation. Chaim Heller quotes that the Shittim Kubetzes. Once he becomes unconscious, what do you keep on hitting him for? He's not in a position to agree or disagree. So he thinks that that's Rab Chaim Heller has a... Chaim Heller had a kollel in Berlin when Rabbi Soloveitcher was going to university in Berlin, so he used to stir us to learn in Rab Chaim Heller's code. Chaim Heller was a super genius. So he knew Arabic, and he made a new translation of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah was written in Arabic, and we use the Hebrew translation, which is not so Gevaldic. So Rab Chaim Heller made a new translation. Here and there, this talk and mistake in the translation. So they say that the Chofetz Chaim said, now that the Rab Chaim Heller came out with his new translation during the lifetime of Chofetz Chaim, you're not allowed to use the old translation, because Amasha Sefer Sheinu Mugav Beiso is Oivra Ananisa Al Tashkin Ba'olecha Avlo. The Gemara says in Ksubis, you're not allowed to keep a Sefer in the house, a Sefer Torah. The Gemara is talking about a Sefer Torah, a Tanakh, that has mistakes in it. So they say the Chofetz Chaim said, now that the Rab Chaim Heller came up with the correct translation of Sefer HaMitzvahs, you're not allowed to use the old edition. Okay. Now they have even better translations than Rab Chaim Heller's. Kappach and others, every couple of years they come up with a new translation that reads better, that reads easier. So Rab Chaim Heller, in his edition of the Sefer HaMitzvah, has footnotes on the bottom, usually not too significant. And once in a while he has an interesting comment. So this is one of his comments. He quotes this Shittim Kubetzes in Ksubas, that Makanos HaShetetze Nafsho doesn't mean till he wraps the Tetze, till Yitzias Neshama. HaShetetze Nafsho means because until he becomes unconscious, then you have no right to hit him anymore. So that's what the Shittim Kubetzes has an answer. The Keren Oira has this answer at the end of Soito. He says, let's say you owe me $1,000 and you don't want to pay the money. So you owe me shibudim. So Bezdin will be goy for the money. So true in tzedakah, it's a mitzvah says shmatan tzchor b'tzidah, and Bezdin shouldn't really be goy for. The guy should be encouraged on his own to give the tzedakah because of the promise ki b'glal adav zayi v'recha Hashem alakecha. But if he doesn't pay the money by tzedakah, there's a shibud on the person. Not only a mitzvah, there's a shibud. That's the question, is that true? There are two types of tzedakah. There's tzedakah that I'm not giving the amount that I'm, the minimum, I'm not giving my success from the amount that I should give. I make a fortune every year, so I should give much more for tzedakah. And then if I take a netter to give tzedakah, so that's another kind of tzedakah. Let's say I do give the right amount. I give enough, but I took a netter to give more. So that's a question. That we, a neder is ben odom lamokam, but it could be that if you took a neder, it could be that like he said, me rasa lagavai kim si rasa lahedyadam. If a person promises to donate money to Hegdish, so that's considered like a kinyan. Kim si rasa lahedyadam, me rasa lagavaya constitutes a kinyan. If I say, I hereby declare the Gemara belongs to you, you can't. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Mechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the first line. You can't transfer ownership by just making an oral declaration. In secular law, you can. Secular law here, they distinguish between karka and metatlan. The metatlan matin by mira, just by saying the Gemara belongs to you. And then in karka, you have to write a shtar, you have to do something. But in halacha, it doesn't make a difference. Karka and metatlan, ein amekech nikta midvarm. The halacha doesn't recognize the kinyan midvarm alone. So that's, but by Hegdish we do. Amirasa Legavai constitutes a kinyan. So that's a diun. And the Tzais and other Achrayim have a long discussion. Maybe Amirasa Legavai even applies to Tzedakah. So if a person pledges to give money to the shul or to some charitable organization, to a yeshiva, whatever, so maybe there, maybe if he pledges, maybe you should say Amirasa Legavai. It's not Gavaya, it's Tzedakah. So maybe you should say that that there is Shibud Mamet. There's room to distinguish in either direction. The Tzais and others, the Stipler has a whole essay about this and a Sefer on the dorm. There's room to distinguish and say if he took a neder to give money to Tzedakah Amirasa L'Gavoya, so there she put him. But if the Bezin just assesses him, he's saying he never took any neder, Bezna system, he's not giving in accordance with how much money he earned in the course of the year. Maybe that's only a mitzvah and no shibudim. Or there's room to say faket. You can distinguish and say, if he's not giving the basic amount, he's not giving ma'aser k'sofim that we encourage everyone to give, there's a shibud. But if he's giving ma'aser k'sofim, just that he pledged to give more, so that's maybe there the no shibud. There's room to distinguish in either direction. So that's a pilpul and achrayim. So that's what the shitim kubet says. And that Gemara in Bava Basa, Daf Ches on the base, makes such a distinction. And Karen Aron, the end of Saita, also has like that. And Bezen Shalmatim, if you have a mitzvah, says Shalmatim Schor, but see, the Bezen is not Kofa. There's a din of Kofa and Allah mitzvahs. Kofa is Chof Pei. Hey, Kofa. But Gevia is Gimel base, Yud, Yud. Hey, Gevia means to collect if you owe money. So it could be the Beit Zdoke. It's not kaifan ala tzedakah, it's gviyo shibudim. Maybe by tzedakah there are shibudim. The story in the Gemara sounds like he never took a neder, just that Bezin assessed everybody how much they're earning. They look at their tax forms and they say he's earning so much money and he gave so little to the community, to the shul. So we assess him and we say he has to give more money. So that's what some Rishayim and some Achrayim say, that that's shibudim also. It's a question whether the premise is correct. And it's a question also if a person takes a neder, they really say, Amirasa lagavoy kim sirasa lehidami. The original Amirasa lagavoy means the hegdish. Does Amirasa lagavoy apply to tzedakah or not? So that was in the 1500s, that was a big machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Ramo. Rabbi Yosef Karo, Paskin, they lived in two different countries, but they were talking about the same case. Someone had taken a pledge, and he died before he took the pledge. So the shaila was, the Sami Rasa Lagabah Nishtab the Hanachasim. So there's a Shibun Nachasim. Even though the guy died, the Yorshim have to pay up the money. Or do you say no? It's like he took a neder, he died. So he can't make some chavshim, he can't fulfill the neder. Let's say the guy didn't like tefillin yet today and he dies. So I'm going to put the tefillin on him. He's dead. It's not shaykh. Make some chavshim, it's not going to help if you're going to put the tefillin. It's not going to help if you're going to give the charity because there's no Shibun Nachasim. So that was a big machlokes, whether the Yorshim are mechuyev to give or not. So Rabbi Yosef Karo Paskin that you do apply. Machlokes and Rishayim, machlokes had a Paskin. Rabbi Yosef Karo Paskin in his tshuvas, and Avkas Reichel, he has a tshuva that you say, Amirasa la Gavoya, not only to Gavoya, to Hegdish, even applied to Tzedakah as well. And the Ramah disagreed. The Ramah corresponded with Rabbi Yosef Karo, and he disagreed. He felt we should Paskin like the other Rishayim. Amirasa l'gavaya doesn't apply to tzedakah, it only applies to Hegdish. That's a question, how should we paskin today? So one of the Rabbanim wrote the tshuva. He said the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah and the Sfardim follow Rabbi Yosef Karo. I don't know if that's true. The Ashkenazim don't follow the Ramah and the Sfardim follow Rabbi Yosef Karo. Rabbi Yosef Karo followed the Sfardim. When he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah followed the Ashkenazim. There were machlokes in for generations, for centuries there were machlokes in. So Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote to Shulchan Aruch, he followed all of the hanhogas of the Sfardim, and he wrote what the din is. The Ramah followed the Ashkenazim, he wrote what the din. But if you have a new din that you can't say, what was the practice? But this really came up. A guy takes a pledge to give money and he dies before he pays the money. There was no practice on this. So this is a machlokes, the Ramah, and the Beis Yosef. So who says Ashkenazim followed the Ramah? Maybe Ashkenazim followed the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef follows the Svardim when he writes a psak in Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah writes what the minig by Ashkenazim is. But it doesn't mean Ashkenazim always paskin like a tshuvas or Ramah. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch we follow because he's recording the psakim, the minhagim of Ashkenazim. I thought that was not. I thought it wasn't correct.
Is there any of them mixed in Milsa? Yeah. In other words, he's not giving it up, and he's a big man, and people might learn from him.
That could also be. Lohi Rasha. Yeah, Lohi Rasha, Bezna has a right to be Kaifa, even if the rule is that you're not supposed to be Kaifa. Lohi Rasha, Bezna has a right to do it. But this is one answer that the Rishonim and Achrayim give. That why you Kaifa Alat Tzedakah, you say, maybe it was a Migdam Milsa, maybe it was Lohi Rasha, maybe in principle not. That could be. But the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim assumed that it was on an ongoing basis. They felt that you always have a right to be Kofa Alat Tzedakah. Shaila is why. So some gave this chilek, that a mitzvah says that Shmatan Schor B'tzid, the Bezdin is not Kofa, but this is Gviya Shibudim, on the assumption that there are Shibudim. So that's questionable. Are the Shibudim? And there's room to distinguish between if you took a neder, didn't take a neder, there's room to distinguish in either direction. And then others, so they should like the next answer. He said his grandfather, Rab Chaim, said the next answer. Bezdin is not koyfe me to give tzedakah, because tzedakah is a matan schor. Mitzvah says it's matan schor b'tzidah. Bezdin wouldn't be koyfe me to fulfill kibra aviyim. That's my mitzvah. Matan schor b'tzidah, they're not koyfe me. But we have psukim in Chumash that tzedakah has to be organized not only on a private basis, on an individual basis. There's an obligation that kehila has to give tzedakah as a community. So the bezin is koifa ala tzedakah, so that the community will be mekayim their mitzvah. Not that they want to see to it that I should do my mitzvah. I don't want to do my mitzvah. The pasuk makes it matan schor b'tzidah. I'm not going to have an arichas yamim. So the bezin doesn't have to be koifa me for that. Bezin is koifa me, not that they're worried about me. They have to be koifa everyone, because that's the obligation of the community. Koifa ala tzedakah is because the community, the Kehillah should be mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Rambam writes, let's say we have people knock on the doors all the time, they ring a bell, they're collecting tzedakah. So that's on an individual basis. So maybe if you have a community where the aniyim come and they go from door to door and they're collecting, maybe you don't have to have a kufa shel tzedakah in the community. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, when he quotes all the dinim of tzedakah, he says, Me'olam lo shamayinu, we never heard of a Jewish community that doesn't have a kupa shel tzedakah. That the tzedakah has to be collected on a community basis. It's a chavis ha-yochid and it's a chavis ha-tzibur as well. Both. Chavis ha-yochid and chavis ha-tzibur. Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe all mitzvahs should be not a machaver, should be a chavis ha-yochid and a chavis ha-tzibur. The Gemara has that nicham avelim. When someone is sitting shiva, so people go be menachem aval. They mekayim chayvus hayochid. But then we have a nicham avelim is done in an oifen of tzibur that we have what the Gemara calls shura, that the bayas that practices that the menachemim stand in two rows and the avelim walk in the middle. In the days of the tanoim, they had different minhagim. So some places had the minik fakert that the avelim stood still and the menachemim passed by. But the fact that, and the Gemara has a din, ain't shur p'chusa me'asorah. When you have this nicham avelim b'tzibur, you have to have at least 10 ve'ein avelim and a minyan. It's not that you have a minyan, 5 avelim and 5 menachemim. You have to have 10 menachemim. Why? Because you have to fulfill the mitzvah of nicham avelim in an oifen of tzibur. So that's, there are many different answers. So one of the many answers, Tezkos, one of the many answers is, how can Bezin be koifa ala tzedakah? One of the answers is, a mitzvah sesa shem anschar b'tzida and bezin kaif mala. But here there's a loy sesa. In addition to the yesa, there's a loy sesa like loysik b'tzis yotcha. So bezin should be kaif on a loy sesa. So that's what Rabbi Chana Vassaman in the shurim, in the kovet shurim, so they quote, this is problematic because when you say hoysik b'mitzvah potman on mitzvah, the fellow, the moitzi ha-veidu, who's busy shaking out the beggar or airing out the sefer that he found, do we say he's potter from a mitzvah, he's potter from giving tzedakah? So why do you say he's potter from tzedakah when he's oisik b'mitzvah, he's not potter from a loy sesay? Why don't you say that he's in violation of l'sik b'tzis yotcha? The answer is that the loy sesay is a function of the essay. Whenever there's no essay, because oisik mitzvah, potter from a mitzvah sesay, so the main there's no loy sesay. So why is over here? If the din is that an essay shematn tzchar b'tzid the bezin is not kaifa, and the lois essay is a function of the essay, so you shouldn't have the right to be kaifa on the lois essay either. It's not exactly the same. There's room to distinguish. When you get to oisik mitzvah potam and mitzvah, if you're potam from the mitzvah's essay, then the nature of the lav doesn't stand alone. The lav means don't be mvatli essay, like the lav that you wrote on a reka means don't be mvatli essay of Havar Salasriya. But over here, I feel a naniach that it's true, that the Lois essay is to be mechazik the essay. But bottom line, we say, an essay, shematan tzchor b'tzid bezin is not kaiva, but here there's a Lois essay in addition. What does it matter that the Lois essay is just to be mechazik the essay? But it is a Lois essay. So maybe bezin is kaiva because it's a Lois essay. Anyway, so that is a discussion that Rabbi Chana Vassaman has. So that was a good kasha with what they asked. Why do you say that the one is metapala and al-shavas aveda is part of me giving the pruta to the yoni, And according to Rav Yosef, that's what converts him into a shamasach. He's really a shamachinim. He's not paid anything, but because he may possibly spare himself a shariputa's worth for watching the Aveda, if the Yonim will come, it'll be Yosef Mitzvah, Patam HaMitzvah, makes him into a shamasachar. So that was the shaila. Oisik v'mitzvah only patas from mitzvahs, it doesn't allow you to violate averus. So what happened to the lo sesi or the sik b'sisyot? So the behechrech, you have to say, the lo sesi is only to be mechazik the yesei, not to violate the yesei. There's such a famous Tosfos in the end of the first parak in Kedushin. Yesterday we learned Kedushin? In this classroom? No?
Yes.
So the Mishnah says in Kedushin that women are chayiv. A mitzvah says that shaloi has magrama. A mitzvah says magrama, women are potter. So what's an example of mitzvah says that has magrama? Tzitzis and tefillin and shofar and lulav. Okay, that's magrama. What's an example of mitzvah says shaloi has magrama? So the Gemara says make. And mezuzah, Mishnah has. So Tosis is bothered with akasha, but by make there's a loy sesay. It says, v'sisi makal agakecha, v'losasim damim v'vaisecha. So women are only exempt from a mitzvah sasei shas mangrama, but from a loy sasei, even mangrama, women are mechuyiv. That's how you know that women are mechuyiv in Kiddush. Because kol she'et ha-mishama, yeshem ha-zocha, zocha v'shama, where it's said b'dibur echad, that's the Gemara later on, davcha, zocha v'shama, where proclaimed b'dibur echad nemru, and since shama is a loy sasei shas mangrama, women are mechuyiv, not to do malach on Shabbos, shama, hishama pen v'yala is a loy sasei. So therefore, the mechuyev and zochem reciting kiddush as well. So Tosis is bothered with akasha. What do you have to say that the women are mechuyev and makah because it's a mitzvah sasei shaloi has magrama? Even if it would have been considered as magrama, you can't build a makah on Shabbos, you can't bang nails. Even if you would have said that it is a mitzvah, says Hashem's makom, but they're mechuyev to make a makom because of the lav of lasasim damim veisech. So Tosfos has a whole fantastic chiddush that sometimes, if you built the house intending to make a makom, and then later on you just didn't get around to do it, so then you're not in violation of the loisess. Only if you built the house al das, not to make a makom. And the Ramban over there says he doesn't see what the kasha is. The lav of loisasim damim veisecha doesn't stand alone as a separate loisasim. The lav means just to be mechazik the essay. See some makala gagecha. So if the women would have been potter from the essay, would have been potter from the lav also. It's not an independent lav. That's how the Ramban claims. And Tosfos understood not so. Tosfos understood that the lav does stand alone. Okay, so that's a famous topic. That's a rich topic. Why did he say hoisik mitzvah potter and a mitzvah is potter for giving tzedakah? He's only potter from a mitzvah sesei. He's not potter from a mitzvah lo sesei. So why don't we say that in tzedakah there's a lo sesei lo sik b'tzus yok? So the simple answer is, like they say in yeshivas, Rav Chanan Vassman quotes, they say in yeshivas that the lo sesei is to be mechazik the yesei. Doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. Once you're potter from the yesei, hoisik mitzvah, so you're potter from the lo sesei as well. The Tosfos there we mentioned, the Tosfos there in Hakoines on that Gemara, Machlokes Rabbah v'Rav Yosef, but the Shem Aveda has the status of a Shemachinim. He should have been a Shemachinim. Like Rabbah says, oh no, he has a din of a Shemasocha. It's a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch also. How to pask? I think Machlokes in Mechaber Ramah. Whether to pask like Rabbah, to pask like Rav Yosef. Whether the Shem Aveda is din of a Shemachinim or a Shemasocha. So, on that Gemara, that Oisik b'mitzvah potam and ha-mitzvah, Tosfos and Hakoines is bothered with Akasha. If a person has Mishayesh la mezuzah b'pischoi, St. Tosfos and Sukkah, the fellow has a mezuzah on his door, so he's mekayim the mitzvah 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. He's always mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah. So he's potam and doing mitzvahs all day long. Or he's a bum, he sleeps in the park, but he's wearing an abakampus. Wears the abakampus all day long, so he's potam and ha-mitzvah. So Tosfos answered, no, only if he's Oisik the mitzvah. That's Mekayim mitzvah. Oisik means he's misasik and asiyas ha-mitzvah, so the hisaskus patas him from doing the mitzvah. So Tosfos explains, only if it's the Yepshe l'kayim shnei. If he's being misasik a mitzvah A, in order to do mitzvah B, he'll have to be mapsig from mitzvah A in order to do B. But B is a mitzvah, says Shezmana Iveris. If he's not going to do the mitzvah now, he'll lose the chance of doing it. And mitzvah A is not Zmana Iveris. So Sechel should have dictated, stop in the middle of mitzvah A, do mitzvah B, and then go back and finish mitzvah A. So that's what the pasuk tells you. No, oisik b'mitzvah, potem on a mitzvah. Yeah, we have to be mafsik to do mitzvah B, and we had the ritva in the end of the second parak and sukkah added on. It's an isa to be mafsik, yeah. But what if he's oisik in mitzvah A, and it doesn't contradict his ability to do mitzvah B? Why is metapa, while he's being metapa in the mitzvah, he can take care of mitzvah B at the same time. He has the mezuzah on his doorpost, and he has the arba kamfas he's wearing, but he can do a mitzvah now also. He can do the other mitzvah. So it says, whenever it's epshel l'kaim shneim, you're not potter from the second mitzvah. On the side of the Gemara there in Bava Kamma, Perek HaKoinis, they have an Oris from the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon says, look in the Hagos Ashri, the end of the second Perek in Sukkah, and look in the Ran, that they disagree with Tosis. That Oisik B'mitzvah is Potem and HaMitzvah. It's correct what Tosis pointed out. It doesn't depend on HaMekayim Mitzvah. The Gemara didn't say HaMekayim Mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. Oisik B'mitzvah, the Hisaskus Potters you. But the Ran thinks that even though he can do, he can easily do with both hands. He can do one mitzvah with the right hand, the other mitzvah with the left hand. You put them in a mitzvah, even if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. The Torah, the Baruch Shalom, wants that we should busy ourselves with doing mitzvah. So if you're busying yourself, you're being metapa, you're being misasek, and mitzvah A, so that patters you from mitzvah B. You're not mechuyev to do it, even if you could have easily done Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. You could have done mitzvah B without being mapsik from the middle of mitzvah. So the Vilna Gaon implies as if he thinks that that sheet is more correct. As if the Ran and Hagos Ashri is the more correct sheet. So that's a famous machlokes harishon. Whether Oisik b'mitzvah, potem and ha-mitzvah, only part is if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, you have to be mafsik in the middle of mitzvah to do mitzvah B, or even if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, he's being misasik in the first mitzvah, so he's potter from other mitzvahs. Okay, so that's old business that we learned. Okay.
Wouldn't mean that Hisaskus, every Jewish male would never have to do any mitzvah
to gather bris. Yeah. Same Taina. So you have to say it has to do with Hisaskus, the Hisaskus Pata, yeah. And that's a Shaila. When you say Hisaskus Pata, does it have to be Hisaskus with a Kiyam or no Kiyam at all? That's what we discussed. The Gemara says, Kaisvei Svar, the Gemara says there, the end of the second parak in Sukkah, Kaisvei Svar, Tfilin, and Mezuzah, Hey, Metagram, Metagatagram. So the Sefer who writes Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, what mitzvah? He's not Mekayim HaMitzvah. Mitzvah is to have the mezuzah on the door. It's a Hechsha mitzvah to write the mezuzah. It's a Hechsha mitzvah. So the Netziv came up with his fantastic Chiddush, that it's a Hechsha mitzvah that appears in Chumash. We treat it as if it's a semi-mitzvah and with the four nafkaminis, and one of them was, he said, Hechsha mitzvah, Potem HaMitzvah. Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't see what the raya was, maybe because Hisaskus patas, even Hisaskus, without any kiyum at all. Who says that? It's because you treat it like a semi-mitzvah. Not a semi-mitzvah, but Hisaskus patas. What are you going to say? So the Netziv says, because it's a Hechsha mitzvah, kosabatar, uchsabtam al mezuzahs beisecha b'sharech. That's what led him to believe that if a person knows how to write his own mezuzah, and he has an option of either buying a mezuzah from the store, buying cloth, buying a piece of parchment, and buying ink and writing the mezuzah on his own. So it's preferable to buy the ink and the cloth and writing it on your own. Let's say you can buy tzitzis already made, a talis with the tzitzis tied on. You can buy the chutim separately and the baguette separately, and then you can tie it on yourself. So then it says, he thinks that since it says, v'asalahem tzitzis, it's a hechsha mitzvah, kasam ha-tayra, so he thinks that you should say mitzvah bo yosav v'bishlucha. Because this fantastic Kiddush that it's a Hechsha Mitzvah Kosmatera. So how's he going to explain? That's how he explains. Kaisvei Svarim Tefillin Mezuzah Pturim and Amitz. How's he going to explain the middle line? Kaisvei Svarim Tefillin Mezuzah Hei Metagrei Metagrei Tagrei. Where does it say a word in Tanakh about selling mezuzahs? Whoever has a Judaic historian selling mezuzahs, it's also Pater. That's not a Hechsha Mitzvah Kosmatera. The Hechsha Mitzvah is a Chsavta Mamzuzah, the Ksiva, but not the Tagreim, the people who are delivering it. So the Pashtus is a Saskus and a Mitzvah, Patris, even if there's no Kiyam at all.
Would we say Osek mitzvah applies by din derabanan? Meaning, if I was Osek and din derabanan, and then a mitzvah came, I had to push off.
That's a major discussion. Yeah, that's a discussion in Rishonim and Achronim. There's a Mishnah later, I think in Perek Mishnah Meso, that those who are Oisik in mitzvah derabbanan, Nicham Abelim. I think the Morris of Nicham Abelim is a mitzvah derabbanan. So those who are Oisik in Nicham Abelim, Om de Meshura, a potter from Kriyashma. So the Rabbeinu Yoina and Achreinim have a long discussion. To be Menachem Oval is only a Takana de Rabbanan. So why does that pata them from Kriyashma? Kriyashma is their Isa, why they pata? So it seems that Oisik and Mitzvah de Rabbanan pata Zima from a Mitzvah de Isa. Why should that be so? So it could be, we'll have to see that Mishnah. It could be that the obligation to fulfill a Mitzvah de Rabbanan, the Chavis HaGavra, is only with the Rabbanan. But once you're doing it, maybe it has a chalashay mitzvah in a Torah. That's a big question. Is that true? Let's say hadlokas neres chanukah is only a mitzvah with the rabbanon. The obligation, the chobis agavra, to light neres chanukah is only with the rabbanon. But once you light neres chanukah, so then the shemen becomes hooked to the mitzvah. So some achrayim say the hooked to the mitzvah is deraisa. The obligation to light the menorah is only the rabbanon. But once you lit it, then you say hooked to the mitzvah. So maybe I learned out from the Pasuk, the original Pasuk cooked to the mitzvah says by Sukkah. Chagah Sukkah Stasaloch, that Sukkah is Sukkah Shlechag, just like a Korban Chagiga, is cooked to the mitzvah. It's Hekdash. There's Mila, the Hekdash, so too, the Sukkah is cooked to the mitzvah. So some Rishonim seem to hold, some Achronim hold the favors like that. That once you lit the Neres Chanukah, the hooked and mitzvah will be there. There's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch between Arachaim and Yeridei. So the Chabbis Das, the author of the Nesibis, wrote on Yeridei. Nesibis is a Choshimish, but the Chabbis Das is on Yeridei. So to answer the stira in the Shulchan Aruch, he gives this teretz. He says the obligation to light Neres Chanukah is only with the Rabbanan. Once you lit it, the hooked and the mitzvah is there. So he obviously thinks that when you do a mitzvah de Rabbanan, it's called a kiyama mitzvah on the level of the Raisa. So then you can understand why the Menachemim, who want to be Menachem Oval, they're Oisik and Nicham Avel, and why they're potter from Kriyashma, because Oisik be mitzvah potter manan. So I'll have to take a look in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about this. He quotes a lot of the sources. And that's when they're Raisa, with Oisik mitzvah de Rabbanan, it's potter from a mitzvah de Raisa. The Gemara raises in Megillah, Daf Yud Daled, raises a question. The Gemara has an expression, the Gemara has a brisa, that historically we had 48 men who were Nevi'im, we had 7 women who were Nevi'os. V'lo pichsu v'lo hosifu klum, they never took away any mitzvah, and they never added on mitzvahs, it's a din bal tosi bal tigra, until the first mitzvah that they added on was Mikra Megillah. Why is that the first mitzvah? Shlomo HaMelech was Masak and Atila said die. Why all of a sudden only Mikra Megillah? Is that a problem? Why the Gemara said the first time they added something on was Mikra Megillah? And then there was an issue. Do you have the right to make a Takana Mikra Megillah? What was the issue? So Rashi on the Gemara has one interpretation, but the Rabban and Chumash says the issue was Bal Taisif. Do you have the right to add on a new mitzvah with the Rabban? So the new mitzvah should have been Atila said die in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, but somehow the Gemara said the first mitzvah that they added on was Mikra Megillah. Until they found a Pasuk in Chumash that seems to support the idea of introducing the Inyan of Mikra Megillah. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he writes that all takonas the Rabbanon, all mitzvah the Rabbanon should pose a problem on Bal Taisif. And the answer to all of the mitzvah of Rabbanan, not just Mikra Megillah, according to the Ramban and Chumash, the answer to all the mitzvah of Rabbanan is that even though the Chavis HaGavra is only the Rabbanan, but when you do the mitzvah, it's called the Kima Mitzvah on the level of the Raisa. If it's a Kima Mitzvah the Raisa, then he can't say that the guy's in violation of Bal Taisif. If he does something that on the level of the Raisa, the Halacha recognizes that that's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, what he's going to do is he's in fulfillment of he's mekayim a certain mitzvah. So just because HaChachamim require that you have to do it, that's not called Bal Taisif. They're not really adding on. Even if they wouldn't have made a takon, it would have been a mitzvah kiyumis. It would have been meaningful on the level of the Reis. So if you say like that, Chasam Sofer, that's basically, in effect, what the Chabad Das said, that every mitzvah the Rabbanon, he didn't only restrict it to Ner Chanukah, he said every mitzvah the Rabbanon, the Chavis Agarba, the obligation to fulfill the mitzvah is only with the Rabbanon, but once you do it, once you fulfill the mitzvah, there is a Kiyuma mitzvah on the level of the Reis. By all mitzvahs the Rabbanon. So that's why there's no Baal Tosif. That's why you can say, Hoisik b'mitzvah, potter b'na mitzvah. He says it to answer a different kash, a steer in Shulchan Aruch between Aruch Chaim and Yerid David. Okay, it's a rich topic. Hoisik mitzvah is a rich topic. I'm sure there are several svarim written on the topic available in the library, but we discussed enough. Okay, so let's do again the mitzvah, the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, what is it? The third Mishnah in the Perek. Lost track already. 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth Mishnah. On the bottom of your Aleph and Aleph. Vashachar, you say, Bichos HaShachar, Mivorach Shtayim Lefanah, Vachos Lachvea, Ube'eret, Amar, Mivorach Shtayim Lefanah, Ushtayim Lachvea, two brachas after. And the Mishnah doesn't, they didn't have yet Baruch Hashem Le'olam, that was introduced later, after the days of the Gemara. Then it says, Achas Arucha, Achas Tzor, how do you translate it? The Rashi says, one of those two brachas that you recite by Ma'ariv, after Kriya Shema, one is Arucha and one is Ktzor. Emes V'Emuna is much longer than Hashkivenu, so Achas Arucha, one of the two brachas after Shtayim Lachrea, the two brachas after Kriya Shema. Achas, the first one is Arucha, but Achas and Hashkivenu is Ktzor. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha that sometimes you abridge Emes V'Emuna so much, it's much shorter than Hashkivenu. The Gemara says, Tosfos quotes from the Gemara, Yud Dalet on the base, that there were two practices in the days of the Amoraim, whether they said Parshas Vayomer at night for the third Parsha in Shema, because the mitzvah of Tzitzis is not Nehegas Balayla. It's only Noeg Bayam, it's not Noeg Balayla. Ksus Laila, Orisa Mosa Pratla Ksus Laila. So many communities had the practice, they wouldn't recite Vayam. I think Gemara asked, but you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiyot Tzitzis Mitzrayim, Vayom Balayla. So the Gemara says, yeah, instead of saying the whole third parsha of Shema, no, they said, so that's much shorter than Hashkivenu. Tosfos says, that's much shorter than, very short. So how can the Mishnah, how can Rashi interpret the Mishnah? Achas Arucha v'achas Ktzora, one of the two of them, namely Emes V'Emunah, is very long. One of them is very short. Sometimes, in some kehillahs, Bezman HaGemara, Emes V'Emunah was shorter than Hashkivenu. Then Tosfos says, and sometimes by us, Hashkivenu is much longer than Emes V'Emunah, because we add on long piyutim. What do they say? On the second night of Pesach, Yantav Sheni Shel Golis of Pesach, is Yom Tenufa Sa'omer. In Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day Yantav, Pesach. So this the second night of Pesach is very Chol HaMoed, and that's when you do Ktzira Sa'omer. And in Ma'ariv, I guess, Ma'ariv of Chol HaMoed, they would recite these piyutim. The piyutim were composed on Chutzlons. So they used to recite it the second night of Yantav. So when you add those piyutim in the middle of Hashkivenu, so it makes Hashkivenu much longer than Emes V'Emunah. So Tosfos says on Rabbeinu Tam, how can the Mishnah say, Achas Arucha v'Achas Ktzora, one of the two brachas Emes V'Emunah is very long. One of them, Hashkivenu, is very short. Mokam Shor L'Harech Enes Shor L'Katzer. L'Katzer Enes Shor L'Arch. You're not allowed to make Hashkivenu longer. You're not allowed to make Emes V'Emunah shorter. Ma'isim B'chol Yom. Not B'chol Yom. You make Hashkivenu very long when you say these long piyutim, to make a longer Emes V'Emunah. And some kehilas, they don't say Emes V'Emunah, they say Bikitzer. They say, 1, 2, 3, Goal Yisrael. So the Rashba points out that one can read that Gemara and Daf Yudal on the base differently. Very long Rashba here. He has a lot to say about a lot of things. So he says, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the whole bracha. Moedim anachno loch al shoy tesanam b'eretzinsan bracha ta Hashem goal Yisrael. Not that he says. So you have to add on even Makas Bechiris, and you have to add on Kriyas Yamsav. So even if you add it on, and you don't say Baruch HaTashem Gol Yisrael, no. Instead of saying Emes V'Emunah, starting from the beginning, you start Moedim HaLach Noloch, and then you say the whole Emes v'emunah, you just start differently. But it's going to retain the same length that it always has. Taisus thought that not so. Taisus understood that Gemara, Yudalan Amebeis, that in those communities where they didn't say Vayomer at night, they just said briefly, Moedim anachna loch al shitzanam v'yaret Mitzrayim, v'al sharakt ez b'chayrehem ez b'chayrenet al shakvayt olan es ayam, v'och at Hashem go'al Yisrael. So the Rashba says one can read the Gemara differently, that you start off differently. You start off Moedim anachna loch, but then you say the whole rest of the Emes v'emunah. Alright, that will answer that kash. One answer the other kasha that we say, we add on piyutim sometimes and we make hashkivenu into a very long brach. Hashkivenu sometimes is longer than emes v'emunah.
The rule, usual.
Yeah, so you can say the rule, it goes the normal way. Once in a while you got to make it longer or shorter. Okay. So because of these kashas, Rabbi Natan gave an upshat. What's so gewaltig about his pshat? The Rashba is not happy. He throws a ton of kashas against Rabbi Natan. What did Rabbi Natan interpret? And when it says, by Meirev or by Erev, Mevorach Shtayim Lefaneho, Ushtayim Leachareho, he say two brachas after, and then it says, Achas Arucha, Vachas Ktsar, it doesn't refer back. Rashi translates, Shtayim Leachareho, he say two brachas after, Kriyashma, colon, Achas Arucha, Vachas Ktsar. One is a long bracha, that's Emes V'emunah, and one of the two is a short bracha, namely, Hashkivenu. So the Rashba says no. So the Rabbi Natan says no. That's not what it means. Achas Arucha Vachas Ktsara goes on Emes V'emunah. Shtayim Leachreho. Period. And then it says one of the two, namely Emes V'emunah, doesn't make a difference. Like they quote a Mishnah in Yevamos. Mishnah Yevamos is talking about Havchana, that a woman is not allowed to remarry if the husband divorced her, the husband died. She's not allowed to remarry within 3 months. You have to wait Tzadik Beis Yom, 92 days. One day, the day the husband gave her the get, the day that he died, and one day, the day she wants to remarry, and a full 90 days in between. You need a full 90 days, aside from the Yom HaMiso, the Yom HaGet, and aside from the Yom of the Chasana. So the Mishnah says, even though it only makes sense, what's the whole reason why I need Avchana? Kedei l'havchim mizarish al rishon lizarish al sheni. You want to know who the father of the baby was. Let's say the first husband is a kohen. Or the second husband is a kohen. The first husband died, so she's an almana, so she can marry a kohen. If she's a grusha, she can't marry a kohen. Or let's say she was a grusha and she did marry a kohen. So if she has a baby, the baby's going to be a cholo. So you want to know, l'havchim mizarish al rishon lizarish al sheni. You want to know the baby that's born soon after she marries the second husband, did she become pregnant from the second husband, or did she become pregnant from the first husband? So it's an afkamin, is a kohen Levi Yisrael, when someone will die, who has to observe Avelus, or when the first husband, chveis, is it the child of the second husband? Second husband, if he dies without any children, won't need any chalitza. This was his child. Okay, all an afkamin is ledina. So that's why they made a takana that you need havchana, to wait 3 months before you remarry. So the havchana only makes sense if she was living with the first husband, there was Nisun. What if she only had Erisin? So she's not living with the first husband. Or let's say, Achas Pesulos Va'Achas Be'ulos. Let's say, she was a Pesula when she was married to the first husband. She never lived with the husband. The husband died, he gave her a get. She was still a Pesula. So what do you mean? Maybe she's pregnant from the first husband. We know she's not pregnant. We know the woman is a Pesula. So the Mishnah says, Bein Bezeh, Bein Bezeh, Achas Arusas, V'Achas Tetsuas, Achas Psulas, V'Achas Be'ulois, you always need Havchana. It means it's a Loi Plug Rabbanon, that's how the Gemara says. Even if he was sitting in prison, the husband, the first husband was sitting in prison for the last 5 years, and the wife is sick in the hospital in the last 5 years, and the wife is 99 years old, of course she's not pregnant. And they haven't been talking to each other for the last 5 years, and they were separated for the last 5 years. Obviously she's not pregnant for 5 years with a baby. I feel Yov Eliyahu, even if Eliyahu Anovi comes and he says that the woman is not pregnant, it doesn't matter. It's a loy plug rabbanon. So that's the Loshon HaMishnah. Achas Arusas v'achas Nesuas, Achas Psulas v'achas Pula. Even though the reason for the Gzeirah the Rabbanon doesn't apply, it's a Dovish of a Minyan, so the Minyan, so the Gzeirah still applies. So just like there it means Bein Bazeh, here it also says, Achas Shtayim Liachreah, he say two brochas after Kriyashma. First there's Emes V'Emunah, so that brach Emes V'Emunah and Hashkivenu, fine, both Hashkivenu and Emes V'Emunah. So sometimes we abridge Emes V'Emunah, and Daf Yudal, sometimes make Hashkivenu very long. So that's what the Mishnah says. It doesn't make a difference when you say Emes Yamuna Hashkivenu Achas Arucha V'Achas Ksor. It's acceptable whether you made it longer than it should have been or shorter than it should have been. Either direction is marvelous. So how do you read the next line in the Mishnah? But you just said before, achas arucha v'achas ksor, doesn't make a difference. But you're going to make it, but you're going to make it long. You're going to make it short. So how do you read the next line? Makom shor laharach and shor lekatzer. Makom shor lekatzer and shor laharach. Lachsa menem ashoy shalol lachsa. Okay, that we understand. Yeah, there's a bracha. Pesach is bebaruch and chosem is bebaruch. So if the Chacham instituted that you should be chosem bebaruch. And Rashi Shalol Lachsam, he's not allowed to leave out the last line. And if they made a takana Shalol Lachsam, he just says short bracha. Shakal niya bedvara. Then you're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzah Hakol. See, that's Shalol Lachsam and Rashi Lachsam. Not allowed to add on at the end. Baruch Atah Hashem. Not allowed to add on. So the last line in the Mishnah we understand, but what was next to the last line? Makom Shom Lahachen and Shalol Katzah. Makom Shom Lahachen and Shalol Lachsam. He just said. Achas arucha v'achas ksar, it doesn't make a difference whether you made it a long brach or a short brach. So the Rashba says there's something fishy over here. So he says you have to say what the Rambam interprets in the Mishnah, that at least one line in the Mishnah you have to say like that. The Rambam at the Pirush HaMishnayis has a pshat. Where did he get the pshat from? So the Rashba has barichas yisera, it's a Yerushalmi. The Rashba says the Makkah is the Yerushalmi. That the definition of a brocha arucha is a technical term. It doesn't mean how many pages it takes up in the Siddur. Asher Yotzer is called the brocha arucha. It doesn't say take so many lines, because it says Baruch Atah Hashem Lakenem Acholam, and you end up Baruch Atah Hashem Refeichol Basar Mafli Lasos. Whenever you have a brocha, Pasach is Bebaruch, B'chosem is Bebaruch, that's called the brocha arucha. Whenever it's not Chosem is Bebaruch, either it's not Pesach as Bebaruch or it's not Chosem as Bebaruch. Either one or the other. So that's called the Bracha Ktzar. So that's what the Mishnah says. Makosha Ola Harich. If it's supposed to be Pesach as and Chosem as Bebaruch, and Makosha Ola Katzer. You shouldn't make it into only Pesach as Bebaruch or only Chosem as. Or if Le Katzer, if the Madbeh Shetobach HaChamim Bebaruch in this particular Bracha is, it should only be Pesach as Bebaruch, it should only be Chosem as Bebaruch. And Rasher LaHarich, so you're not allowed to make it into a brocha arucha, technical term that means for chasach b'baruch and chasemis b'baruch. So lachsem and Rasher shalolachsem, that's a repeat, that's an explanation of what we just said in the line before. So that's LaHarich and Rasher LaKatzah, LaKatzah and Rasher LaHarich. So the first line, what the Rabbi in time says, okay, achas arucha v'achas ktzorah, if you want, you can make it, you can abridge Emes V'Emunah, and if you want, you can extend Hashkivenu. But you shouldn't change the structure of the bracha. Whenever it's supposed to be Pasach is b'baruch or Chosem is b'baruch, you should leave it like that. You shouldn't change that. Whenever it's not supposed to be both Pasach is and Chosem is b'baruch, it's only supposed to be Pasach is b'baruch. It's only supposed to be Chosem is b'baruch. These are two forms of a bracha tzor, so you shouldn't change it. You shouldn't change it. Instead of being Pasach, it should be Chosem is. Even though you're not switching from a bracha ktzor to bracha arucha, he switching from one bracha ktzor to another bracha ktzor. The chachamim want misak that it should be pasach as bebaruch, and you're not going to be pasach. You're going to make it chosem as bebaruch. The Mishnah says you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't change the basic nature of the bracha. Whatever is supposed to be a bracha arucha means pasach as bebaruch and chosem as bebaruch should stay so. You can have it as long as you want, as short as you want. The Rashba has a long arichas. The Gemara tells you what phrases have to appear in the bracha. Certain phrases have to appear in Noda Lecha, in Birchas Hamazon, in the second bracha. And in Yalav Yavah, the Gemara says certain phrases have to appear. So the Gemara, the Rashba keeps on repeating this, they didn't tell you the precise text of the bracha. You have the right to ad-lib whatever you want. So according to the Rashba, it doesn't make a difference. It's even Mutal L'chatchila. Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svarad, all the different Nuschah, it's all the same thing. You can even switch L'chatchila, everything is acceptable, doesn't. They never told us how many words you have to have in every bracha. They just told us certain phrases that have to appear there. So those phrases appear. Whether you daven in Nusach Svarad, Nusach Ashkenaz, it's all the same thing. Some of the Mekubalim did count all the words in the brachas, the Rekech. has a running commentary on the Siddur. Rayodam quotes every so often from the Rekech that you have to leave out a word, add on a word. You have to add on letters. The Rekech tells you how many letters there are in this line. Zechayna l'chaim al-chavetz b'chaim. Kosveinu b'sefer ha-chaim. So he says you should, Rayodam says you should say Kosveinu, not v'chosveinu. B'sefer ha-chaim. You should leave out the hay of ha-chaim, leave out the vav of the Kosveinu. Because the Rekech tells you how many letters there are, and the two letters extra, so you have to throw out those two letters. But that's what the Rashba doesn't do. The Rashba was apparently not from the Mukubala. The Rekech was from the later Bali Atesis from the Mukubala. So the Rashba doesn't know from this. He says, they never told us how many words have to be in every bracha.
The
Rashba
could
know
this,
though.
There's a minhag. It's a minhag.
Could be. Even the Rashba would agree. Even the Rashba would agree that you have to stick to the minute. Okay. What?
He has
on the tunes, yes? Yes. So the Rashba got this from the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos, and the Rambam got it from the Yerushalmi. The Rashba quotes the Yerushalmi. That a brocha arucha means pasach is bebarach and chasem is bebarach. And brocha tzara, the two forms, either pasachas and not chasemis, or chasemis and not pasachas. You see, Bar Nefashis is a big machlokes. The Babli only has kamash bar lachas ben nevish kol chai. And Yerushalmi ends up baruch ato Hashem chei oilami. So according to the Yerushalmi, Bar Nefashis is a brocha arucha. Pasach is bebarach and chasem is bebarach. According to the Babli, it's a bracha k'tzar. It's only pasach is bebarach, not chasem is bebarach. So the Vilna Gaon thought that the Babli meant for chulei. The Babli not a siddur. They have to quote every single word in the bracha. So self-understood, everybody knew that you say bracha tashem chayolam. It has to be pasach bebarach, chasem is bebarach. And the Tamid Rabbi Yehuda don't think so. They think that it's a machlokes between the Babli and the Rishalmi. So since the Babli never said that Bar Nefashis is Chosem is Bebaruch, so it'll be a bracha levatola. It'll be a bracha levatola. We say bracha atah Hashem chei olam. So we make a compromise. The compromise that we make is from the Rabbeinu Yehuda. We say Baruch chei olamim. So according to the Rishalmi, really not Yetzis, because Chosem is Baruch, but we say bracha atah Hashem chei olamim. Not Baruch Hei Ho'elamim. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that they're not a stira and they're probably just meant for chule. Self-understood, you have to say Baruch Ata Hashem Chei Olamim. And most people don't follow the Vilna Gaon. Most people follow the Rabbeinu Yonah who made this compromise. That's also such a contradiction regarding Moedim Derabbanan. The Gemara says that in Soita, the Gemara says when the Chazan is saying Chazar Sashat is saying Moedim, so the Tzibur should say along Moedim. He's saying the Chazor HaShatz for the Tzibur. He's saying, thank you, Rabban Shalom, in the name of the Tzibur. We should all say thank you. He's bowing down and saying thank you. We should all bow down and say, we agree with him. Moedim Anachno Bo. So that's why they introduced the Minig in the days of the Amoraim, that you say Moedim the Rabbanon simultaneously with the Chazan is saying the Moedim and the Chazor HaShatz. I remember they used to have, here in the Yeshiva, they used to have finals in one division. They used to ask, what's the Moedim Deraisa? If that's Moedim Derabbanan, what's the Moedim Deraisa? So the answer was, it's not there is no Moedim Deraisa. The whole Shmanez, the whole text of the Shmanez Derabbanan. The Beisesek writes, Matzasi Kasuv, he saw somewhere written, why is it called Moedim Derabbanan? Because the Gemara in Soita says that this Amora said this, and the other Amora said that, and the other Amora said that. So the Moedim, as we have it, Moedim Derabbanan is a composite of all of this Nuschos that all of the Amoraim said. Moedim Derabbanan, it's a composite of all of the text of all of the Rabbanan. But it's not that it's the Rabbanan contrary to a Moedim Deraisa. The Moedim in the Chazaras HaShatz, that's Moedim, and the Moedim Derabbanan is a composite. So that's the Shaila, what do you say when you get to the end? So the Yerushalmi has, how do we end off Moedim? Baruch Kel Ha'odos. The Yerushalmi holds you should end up Baruch Ata Hashem Kel Ha'odos. And the Babli doesn't have Al Shanach Modim Loch, period. We don't have anything else. So the Vilna Gaon again assumes they all knew how to say Modim Rabbanim. Self understood. Everybody knew that you say the Nusach that it says in Yerushalmi. And we don't assume like that. We assume that just like the Rabbeinu Yonah made the compromise on the Bar Nefashos, so too the Beis Yosef made a compromise on the Moedim Derabbanan. So we say over there also, Baruch Kel Ho'odos. The Chazan says, Baruch Hashem Otev Shimcha L'chano L'Ho'odos. So the Rashboa later in Bracha says, the Rashbam Bracha says it based on a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Beis Yosef quotes the whole thing, that we should really bow down at the beginning of Moedim Derabbanan simultaneously with the Chazan bowing down. And we should bow down. The Gemara says, Bahaydoa, when do you do Kriya? So the Gemara says, Bahaydoa Tchila Vesof, when you say Moedim and the Shmon Esra, when the Avish Manasra, so you bow down. Avakenu Lekevaseinu, the first line, again Abraham. So you say, that's the Bracha of Abba. It's a Tchila Vesof. You bow in the beginning, you bow in the end. And then Hoidoa, the Bracha of Moedim, is called the Bracha of Hoidoa. So you bow down Hoidoa, Tchila Vesof. And Moedim Anachna Lochi, you bow down a little bit, and Baruch Atav Shimcha Lachana Lahoidos, you bow down. We bow down based on the Zohar. We because say, Baruch Atu Hashem, Avakenu Lekevaseinu. So Baruch means a bracha, whatever that means. Well, I'm not sure exactly what a bracha means. And the word Berach means birkayim, means knees. So the Zohar says whenever you say Baruch Ator and you're supposed to kneel, you're supposed to act as if you're kneeling, so you kneel over a little bit and then you bend over. And then you get up, you zokeh before you say the Shem Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Derech HaChaim Siddur that the four times that we do Kriya and the Shemana Esrei, Ovis Tchila Vesof and Hoidor Tchila Vesof, three of them you do with birkayim. You act as if you're kneeling a little bit, then you lean over. But by moedim, you don't say Baruch Ato Hashem. So you're not mentioning anything about birkayim. So moedim, you just bend over without kneeling, without acting as if you're kneeling. The three times, the beginning, Baruch Ato Mokeinu Lekei Avosenu Lekei Avraham Mokeinu Yisrael Yaakov, Baruch Ato Hashem Magen Avraham, and the third time is Baruch Ato Hashem Tov Shimcha L'chol Na'or L'hoidu, because you say Baruch. So you kneel with the birkaim. Amoidim, you don't kneel with the birkaim. So the Rashboa quotes this. So the Gemara says later, the Mishnah says when you say Hodor, you bow Tchila Vesof. And Rava says in the Gemara, you bow Tchila Vesof. What did he discover in Mecca? It says in the Mishnah. So the Rashba claims, no, Rava's talking about Moedim the Rabbanan. The Mishnah is talking about Moedim in the Chazar, in the Shmoneh Esrei. Whoever's davening Shmoneh Esrei should kneel in the beginning of Moedim and do Kriya in the end of Moedim. And Rav and the Gemara, it's a Gemara later, Rav and the Gemara is talking about Moedim the Rabbanan. So the Rashba quotes from the Yerushalmi, we should synchronize it with the Chazan. We should say Moedim Anach Naloch and bow when he's saying Moedim Anach Naloch. And we should say Baruch Kel HaHoidos, Baruch Ata Hashem Kel HaHoidos, but we're going to say at the end simultaneously with the Chazan when the Chazan says Baruch Kel HaHoidos. Let's say it's Hanukkah and the Chazan is going to say a long Alah Nisim. So how can I slow down? How can I say Moedim the Rabbanan? How can I finish simultaneously with the Chazan? So the Rashba says, L'chatchila, you try to begin and end with the Chazan. And if you happen to finish before, so you don't wait forever till you say Baruch Kel Adah. So you finish the Moedim the Rabbanan before. But under normal circumstances, when the Chazan isn't saying Alah Nisim, so you should try to do it the same time as the Chazan. They quote the Rav Chaim in his old age. Rav Arleib Steinman was born and bred in Brisk. So he used to play as a little child. He used to play with Rav Elvela Soloveitchik's children. He never learned by Rav Elvela, but he was in his house all the time. They were in each other's house. He was a neighbor. I think he was a next door neighbor or something. So in the course of giving shurim for so many years, he told over a lot of stories about the shul in Brisk and about Rav Simcha Zelig and about Rav Chaim and about Rav Elvela. So the Talmidim put everything all together. They put out a whole book, all the things that he said about the Brisk. And then he interacted with the Chazon Ish when the Chazon Ish lived in Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. So they took everything from all of his svarim and from all of that. They have tapes of all the shurim. They give you, they document everything. So they put together a whole sefer. About one whole sefer about the Chazon Ish and a whole sefer about Rav Chaim. So they have their very, they have a lot of things there in the sefer about Brisk that Rav Soloveitchik used to say about the Rav Chaim. that I never saw printed anywhere else. Odd things, so he has a lot of those. Then he has a lot of things that Rabbi Soloveitchik never said of. So the odd things is that Rabbi Chaim, at the end of his life, was careful never to say Bar Nefoshes, because of this machlekes, the Bavli and the Rishami, and the Vilna Gaon holds you have to say Baruch Ata Hashem Chayu Evamim, Shala Baruch Ata Hashem. So he would never say Bar Nefoshes. So you can't drink a cup of coffee unless in the middle of it, you always have to wash. So it's going to be covered with Bichas Hamas. And can't have a drink of water? No. He would avoid having to say. Or he would only have a cup of coffee if he had something else. That is, how is the coffee covered with the bracha? Only Bichas Hamas covers coffee. I don't know how he did it. So he said, he quotes there, Abchaim had such a practice. He would avoid the last years of his life, he would avoid saying Bar Nefesh. Wow. They have a lot of very unusual hanhagas there.
We learned about the much later, Bar Nefesh, right?
Right. Bar Nefesh is, the Vilna Gaon points out in Bi'ur HaGra on Shulchan Aruch, that it was really a minik.
Yeah.
Bar Nefesh is after water is only a minik. Yeah. In the days of the Tanaim, there was one opinion that Bar Nefesh is the bracha rishona on water. The Mishnah lay that Bar Nefesh is the bracha rishona on water. And there was no bracha achrona. And the Lashon HaGemara is, what bracha they say? La'acharav v'loy klum. So v'loy klum, so the Vilna Gaon says, in the days of the Tanaim, it was literally v'loy klum. They didn't say any bracha achrona. Rashi water. Says on the Gemara, but look, when you drink water, so Rashi
water,
says...
Water, coffee would be the same as tea.
Right.
So maybe he felt that, you know... He wouldn't eat flesh.
He wouldn't eat flesh and soup and fish. Oh. You always have to wash. So maybe he weighed a ton. Breakfast, lunch, and supper, he would always wash. I don't know. I don't know how that's feasible to avoid saying Bar Nefesh. I don't know. Anyway, they're getting back again. So the Rashba quotes this Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah. Then he thinks that he doesn't like Rashi, he doesn't like the Rabbi Natan. He likes the Rambam strat. Then he discovers that the Rishalmi is the mocker for the Rambam. The Baruch HaKharucha means that it's Pasach is Bebarach and Chesem is Bebarach. And the Baruch HaKtzar, there are two kinds. One is Pasachas Veino Chesemes Bidbaruch, one is Chesemes Veino Pasachas Bidbaruch. Yeah, we have a din, a brocha smucha lechabeto, doesn't have to be Pasachas Bidbaruch, that's what the Rashba quoted from Memvov and Aleph. And my Rashba, there's a misprint, it says Memzainam and Aleph. He quotes it twice. Once it says in my edition, the old edition. This doesn't have. It says, once it says Memvov and Aleph, once it says Memzainam and Aleph. It says Memvov and Aleph. So kol ha-brachas have to be pasachas b'baruch, v'chosem is b'baruch, yeah. Except for brachas smucha l'chavato. So that's a big machlokes the Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam. Rashbam is the older brother of the Rabbi Natan. So they had a machlokes when you have a brachas smucha l'chavato, so the second bracha doesn't have to be pasachas b'baruch. So that's a machlokes the Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam in the beginning of Ksubis. On the side of the page in the Gemara, they tell you where to look for this. Where is it? Here it says, Ayin Tosfos Ksubis, on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Ayin Tosfos Ksubis, Ches Amud Aleph Limascha, Shakol Bar Alech Loidai. So the Tosfos Ksubis has this machlokes. It's a little unclear in Tosfos, but if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, then you'll understand what the Rashban, the Rabbi Natan, are fighting about. When you have a Baruch HaSmucha L'Chavato, is it only, so the next second bracha doesn't have to be Pasach Zbibarach, is that only if the previous bracha to which it's smucha was a bracha arucha and had a chasima at the end? So this chasima at the end is smucha to the next bracha. What if the previous bracha was just plain bar piagofen? That's a bracha ktsora. That's not a bracha arucha. So that's machlekes, the Rashbam and the Rabbi Natan. That's a shayla here. Here there are two girsas in the Gemara. There's a question, what is the text of the Brichas HaTorah? So Shmuel says, Hashem Kedushan says, it's one of Lassik with the Reser. Rabbi Yochanan thinks we should add on, Misayim Bohochi, add on, Harivna Hashem Okein. So they tell you on the side, this question should be Harivna or Viharivna. Lassik with the Reser, Amen, that's one bracha. Harivna is the second bracha. Then the third bracha is Shabbach Rav Hamnuna Amar Shabbach Manukam Nasal Anastaras Baruch Atah Hashem Noisen HaTorah. So are there three different brachas or are there two different brachas? I don't know, maybe it's a gemar, maybe it's Sayim Bahachim. He concluded the same brach, it's only two. So Rav Hamnuna, we have the text, either Rav Hamnuna or Rav Papa, somebody added on. The Gemara says, Hilkach Nemrinu Likulohu. Therefore we should say all three. Kukulo, kol, is an expression that only applies if you have three or more. If you only have two, then you should say Hilkach Nemrinu Litravayu. So there is such a girsa. There are two girsa, whether you say Hilkach Nemrinu Litravayu, Hilkach Nemrinu Likulo. Tosu is there in Ksubas, Chesam and Aleph, has the two girsas. So that's a machloikas. V'harivno is smucha l'chavata tu lasik b'direi soira. So there are three different brachas. So that's v'harivno doesn't have to begin with Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Well, no. How can it be smucha to lasik b'direi Torah? Lasik b'direi Torah is a bracha k'tzor. Smucha l'chavata is only if the previous bracha is a bracha aruch that has a chasima at the end. So the next bracha is smucha to the chasima. But lasik b'direi Torah is a bracha k'tzor. It doesn't have a chasima at the end. So it must be the Harivno, it's one brocha, the Harivno, you should add a vav, the Harivno, it's one brocha, and then the girsa should be Hukach Naminu, Litravayu, not Likulo. This is a machlekes harishanim. Do you say Amen? When someone says the Bricha Sotar Lasik, but the Risa, do you say Amen? Well, not. You're not supposed to say Amen in the middle of a brocha. That's the assumption. We do it all the time. The Chazan says, Ritzei Bam Chesal B'Suos, and then he says, Yalavayo Megir. So chayne bole taiva, amen. If I say lo bracha, amen. Chaim taiva, amen. So we say amen all the time in the middle. Rav Soloveitchik was makbid. Some achrayim say you're not allowed to say amen in the middle. You see over here, you're not allowed. They say you're not allowed to say amen after lasik b'divrei Torah because v'harav knows a hemshich, and you should never answer amen in the middle of a bracha. Same thing. Taisvus, one of those taisvus, and I think the taisvus in Pesachim kuf dal on the base. Discusses the bracha of the Haftarah. How do you say the bracha after you say the Haftarah? Sorry, if you got the nusach. What's the first bracha? Called the Rav Nem Emes Vatzedek. Then you say Ne'emon. So do you say Emes Vatzedek Amen? Or do you say Ne'emon as a continuation? So Tosfos says, written, and they didn't have a printing press, but they say written in the Siddur, and their one is in big letters, and it's in a new line, so it sounds like it's a new paragraph. So you should really say Amen after Emes Vatzedek. So Tosfos says, no, that's a mistake. It's not a new paragraph. It's not a new paragraph. Ne'emon is the Gemara of the previous Brach. It's a good question. Why is it in big letters? Tosfos asked the Kasha, why is it in big letters? So Tosfos says, they put it in big letters because, Tosfos in Pesachim, I think, I'm Kuv Dalet. Tosfos says, it's in big letters because it says in Masechta Sofrim that when the Bal Mafta gets up to that line, Amon, everybody in the shul should chime in with him. And then he continues, Kikel Melech Ne'emon V'Rachmanot. He finishes off the bracha. But everybody chimes in and says that line Ne'emon. So the reason why it's in big letters in the Siddur is to indicate that everybody should say it along with him. But it's not that it's a new bracha and you shouldn't say Amen. So Tosfos again is assuming that you're not allowed to say Amen in the middle of a bracha. Emes Vatzedek is not the end of the bracha. It ends at the end of Ne'emon. And one should never say Amen in the middle of a bracha. Yeah, Chacham Avadya quotes this machlokes. He quotes everything in this one. So he quotes the common practice. Everybody says Amen. If the I don't know when is the Yortzeit Chacham Avadya. One of these days this week.
Yes.
Was it ready?
Sunday.
So he quotes that there are some Achranim say you shouldn't. When the Chazan says, he shouldn't say Amen because it's in the middle of a bracha, and Tosfos there in Pesachim Kuf Dalet was makbid, you're not allowed to say Amen in the middle of a bracha. Yeah, so that's why in some shuls when the Chazan says and Broyas, when the Chazan says Birchas HaTorah out loud, so he doesn't say Lasik Dibre Sora, he doesn't say it out loud because it'd be a machlekes, but he's supposed to say Amen. So he says softly, and then he says out loud the end of the bracha Harivno. It says out, So Tosis presents it where the Haravno, the Haravno, the start with Avav, without Avav, if it's all one bracha, the Machlokes are Abin and Tam Narashbam. So if it's all one bracha, then you say the Haravno. And if it's a separate bracha, then you start Haravno. Is it really Muchrach that with Avav, without Avav? That's a Shiloh. Some of the Achrayim have a practice. It says, on Matzoy Shabbos, Matzoy Yontem, when you dab Marv, say, Atochan Antonim. Then when you finish, how do you finish Atochan Antonim? I don't remember. Probably don't have it in my Siddur. Well, it doesn't have a Matzoy Shabbos. And it doesn't have Atochan Antonim. With the book in the Yerushecha. Then you say, V'chaneina mi'itcha de'abino v'haska. You say, V'chaneina mi'itcha. So what if it's not Matzoy Shabbos? And you don't say, M'debokim b'irosecha. You just say, Atachan v'adam dasam alam v'anish bina. You say, V'chaneinu, or you say, V'chaneina mi'itcha de'abino v'haska. So in the normal Sidurim, it has the Vav in parentheses, Atachan atonu, then it has V'r, and when you say Atachan atonu, then you add a Vav, because it's all one hemshot. But if you're not saying Atachan Antonu all week long, you're not saying. So you say Chaneinu Mitcha De'abinu Haskam. So some of one of the Hungarian Achrayim, I forget already which one, Maria Sad. One of the Achrayim I think says no. You should always say B'chaneinu, because Tosef said the klal. If it's one bracha, you say Avov. One bracha, you say Avov. If you're saying two different things, like over here, you say Lasik D'Reser. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekadosh Michus HaMitzvah. Shekadosh HaMitzvah Sonu Lasek B'Dirisah, He gave us a mitzvah. V'Harivna, and give us that it should be pleasant. He's saying two different things. So you say V'Harivna, Shem Elokein. You don't say Harivna. It's another topic, but it's all one bracha. So you say with a Vav Achibah. But if you say Atachan Elanam Das, Amalam Elanish Ben, you didn't ask for anything. You're just praising the Rabban Shalom. Atachan Elanam Das, then you say V'Cha Neina Me'itcha. What are the two things? You introduce the Bakosha by saying Atochan Lanam Das, Chanein Mitcha De'Abinim Haska. Why should you add Avav? They quote the Ramosha Feinstein followed that practice to say V'Chanein Mitcha all week long because of that Tosfos. Just like you say the Harev not with Avav because it's one bracha, they say V'Chanein. I don't see why it's a Tushtel at all. I thought it's two different things. Anyway, getting back again. So the Rashba has a lot to say here. A very long Rashba. The Tosfos is also very long. If you put together all the Tosfos, there's a Tosfos on Memvav. There's a Tosfos in Psachim, where the same Gemara appears in Psachim, Kuf Dalan on the base. Same long Tosfos. So they discuss saying Hallel by the Seder on Pesach night, where they say Birchas HaMitzvah. Shekedushana, normally you say bracha before you say halal. Shekedushana says on the cross halal. What about on Pesach night to the Seder? So the Goyim say, absolutely not. You don't say a bracha, a birchas HaMitzvah, and they give the explanation why. Ravavala Soloveitchik has it in his safe. He quotes it from the Ran, on the Rif in the end of Psachim. But the Rashboa quotes it from the Ran and Psachim quotes it from the Goyim. And the Rashboa quotes it, the Ran quotes it, I think, from Rav Haigoyim. And the Ran quotes it from Rav Haigoyim. And the Rashboa on our daf has this long arichas, four long columns, four very long columns. So he quotes it from a whole bunch of Goyim, all of the Goyim, Haskamas Kol HaGoyim. You don't say a bracha on a Hallel in the Haggadah. Why? Because you're not saying it B'Torah Kriya, you're saying it B'Torah Shira. So what does that mean? So Rav Velvel HaSalvechik has a famous essay in the Sefer. He explains what that means. He says that the Hallel, the Rashba explains it, but the Rashba explains it very well. He said the Mishnah says, Chol dor dor chai v'anam l'irasatz mekiluhu yotzim in Mitzrayim. You have to have the feeling as if you just left Egypt tonight. L'fichach anachna chayavim l'halal. L'fichach, therefore, since I feel as if I just left Mitzrayim, I'm a free man, I'm so excited. L'fichach anachna chayavim l'halal. I feel so excited. So he says, there's a halal that you say when you're excited. The Nes Purim occurred, the Nes Chanukah, we say halal on Chanukah, we don't say on Purim. The Nes Chanukah occurred centuries ago, and the end of the Baisheni period. So So we're not so excited today. So we say Halal Zechelenes. But if you have the feeling as if you just came out of Mitzrayim, B'chol Dovedar Chayvam Nirisakir Etzmaim, Fichnach Nachayom LaHalel, that's a Halal Shal Shira. Something just happened today. So if you're going to say a bracha, Shekhashav Hasonah, that takes away from the spontaneity of the Halal. It's supposed to be a spontaneous Halal. So that's what the Rashba explains, based on the Mishnah, Lefichach Nach Nachayovim LaHalel. So if you're going to say a bracha, it takes away from the spontaneous urge to say the Halal. So all year long, when you say Halal Lamer Shchedush, Pesel Shavuos Sukkos, or on Chanukah, it's not an excitement that something happened today. It's a Simchas Yontev. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontev, or Zeichel Nes. Two different kinds of Halal. One is Simchas Yontev, one is Zeichel Nes. But the Halal on Leila Seder, that's supposed to be a Halal Bishas Nes. Halal Bishas Nes. There are many differences between Halal Zeichel Nes and Halal Bishas Nes. One of the other differences is whether it makes sense to say Halal Balaila. The Mishnah Megillah says the Halal is only recited by Yom. The Mishnah lists up there are some mitzvahs that you fulfill only by Yom, some mitzvahs you fulfill only by Laila. Tkir Shofar is only by Yom. And Achilas Pesach, Achilas Korban Pesach is only by Laila. The mitzvah of Matzah and Mor is only by Laila. And not yet to the mitzvah if you eat the Matzah and Mor by Yom. So Halal is only by Yom? The Mishnah says Halal is only by Yom. L'chatchila, you shouldn't even say Halal before an Eitzach Hamel. Let's say that you have to daven in the Hashkama Minyan. On a Rosh Chodesh, they're going to say Halal before Hanei Tzachama. So the Mishnah says in Megillah, Lechatchila, that's not right. Shmon Esrav Shachar is to say before Hanei Tzachama. That's we said that's a Machlekes Achrenim. The Pichodesh and the Mish, the Brewer, that's a Machlekes. But to say Halal before Hanei Tzachama, that for sure is not right. So how do we say Halal on Pesach night? It's Laila. So different answers are given. So the Chidor in his Chuvas has this answer. If you experience the Yeshua Balaila, that's a Halal B'Shas Anes, then you do say Halal. So there are several differences between Halal B'Shas Anes, Halal Zechel Anes. One Nafkemina, the Goenim say, whether you say Brocha, Halal B'Shas Anes should be spontaneous. And one, another Nafkemina is whether you say Bamida or B'Yeshiva. Usually Halal is, we have a minig that's not a din. We recite Halal Bamida on Pesach night. The B'Seyosim quotes from the Rishonim that say Halal B'Yeshiva. Some Hasidim stand up and they say Halal Pesach night also, Bamida. But Beis Yosef quotes in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh that Halal Pesach night, the meaning is that you say B'Yeshiva. It's a different. You say Balayla, usually Halal is only Bayam, but there are several more differences between Halal B'Shas Anas, Halal Zechel Anas. So that's one of the topics that the Rashba discusses. He talks a lot about Smucha L'Chavato. He raises, we said it last week in the name of the Rashba, with the name of the Ritva, that in the Ritva Megillah had the snazzy expression that Mim Mina in a Chaitzes, Mim Shani Mina Chaitzes. He explained why is it that the Halalucha at the end of the Halal in Yishtabach, at the end of Pesukah Zimra, is not Pachsachas Bebarach. So why is it that the Bracha after Kriyas Atar, the Bracha after Mikra Megillah, why is it that is Pachsachas Bebarach? How come Mikra Megillah and Kriyas Atar is a hepsik between the bracha before and the bracha after? So the bracha after has to be Pasachas Bebaruch. It's no longer called Smucha L'Chavato. And how come by Halal and by Pesukah Zimra, the Halal and Pesukah Zimra is not called a hepsik? How come the bracha after is considered Smucha L'Chavato? So the Ritva said it in a snazzy way, and the Rashba said the same answer. He said that Halal, the bracha before the bracha after is Shevach, Tokarish Bracha. The Halal and Pesukah Zimra is also Shevach. So it's Shevach and Shevach and Shevach. So it's Smucha L'Chavato. It's all the Hemshech. But he says by Kriyas Hatar, Kriyas HaMegillah, Kriyas Hatar is not Shevach. The bracha before is Shevach, bracha after is Shevach. And what you do in between is you're learning Kriyas Hatar. You're learning the story of the Mikra Megillah, telling a story. So that's Mim Mishena Mina. That's the Lashon of the Ritva. So the Rashba has the same answer in our daf, but bland. He doesn't write it like the snazzy Lashon that the Ritva has. The Ritva wrote in such a snazzy way that I mentioned when they used to sell the Ritvas, when they used to print a manuscript in Europe, his name was Yontev, so they wrote B'chom Mokim Shadavar Magim Yontev Leihudim. It's a Sasam Simchan Yontev because he writes such a cheerful style. The Ashba has a rabbinic style, not cheerful. Okay. Tomorrow we got to start thing tomorrow. Yud Alpha Med Alpha on the bottom. Okay.
can you go on the track from Moshe Rabbanan? Chazan will start and then pause.
Yeah.
To let everyone continue.
Yeah.
But based on what you're doing here today, that seems that sounds to be incorrect.
It is incorrect.
What's the concept?
I told him that
yeah, but I'm gonna get computers and he gets Tyler.